Kilayim Perkei Mishnah Dalet. Gefen shinatua begasu beneka. If a vine is planted in a gas, in this wine press, this ditch that's surrounded, or just a small wine press ditch, o beneka, a neka is a hole in the ground. So you have a grapevine planted in this hole. Nosn lo avidosa v'zereas hamoyser. So you have to first give it its distance, and then you can plant something that normally you would not be able to plant next to the vine, which means, like we know, a single vine, you just have to distance from that 6 tfachim. So Nos Navadasi here is 6 tfachim. V'zereas hamoyser, now you can plant anything you want. You can plant wheat in the rest of this little area, this hole, this ditch. Rabbi Yossi Omer, im ein shom arba amos, lo yovi zera l'sham. Rabbi Yossi says that if this, let's say, hole in the ground, if it doesn't have 4 amos space in this hole, lo yovi zera l'sham. You can't plant anything in this hole, anything else except the grapevine. So the Rav gives a very interesting explanation for Rabbi Yossi. He says that the reason Rabbi Yossi holds its osur if it's not 4 amos is because it has a din of a mechol hakerem that we had previously. Remember, with the fence and then the space and then the part that you planted and then another 4 amos. Remember, we needed 12 amos, according to Beis Hillel, by the Mechol HaKerem. And we know that the whole premise of that is that you need 4 amos away from a vineyard. So that's what the Rav explains it. According to Rabbi Yossi, if you don't have 4 amos, you're not allowed to plant a grapevine with anything else in this hole, because if it's less than 4 amos, it's impossible to have the vine separated from whatever else you're planting in this hole by 4 amos. But if this is the case, the Taisis Yontav asks, the Mishnah should have said, it has to be more than 4 amos. Because even 4 amos exactly is not going to be enough. If a hole is 4 amos, that's not going to have enough space, because the geffen and whatever else you're planting there do take up some space. So they have to be distant from each other 4 amos. So the way Taisis Yontav learns, he actually brings the Rambam. The Rambam holds, and also other Rishonim, that what it means is this 4 amos, Rabbi Yossi says that the hole, the ditch, needs to be 4 amos. Not because a mechol hakerem is 4 amos, but rather, like the Taisis Yontav explains, we see by mechol hakerem, for example, you need 12 amos. But how far do you have to then distance? Once you have this 12 amos, you need it for the fence, you need it for the middle, you need it then to space. But what's the ikar nekuda? Once you actually have the 12 amos, how far do you actually have to space out the new seed from the vineyard? That's only 4 amos. So too here, although you do need to start a space of the ditch of 4 amos, once you have that space and you plant, let's say, a little vine in that ditch, but the space is big enough to hold 4 amos, then all you need to do is distance 6 tfachim from that vine to, let's say, grain inside of that ditch. And the parallel that Taisis Yontav says by Mechol HaKerem is similarly, although we say 12 amos is distant from, for example, the fence to the vineyard, Mikol Makom, at the end of the day, once you have that space, how far away do you have to then say that what you're planting has to be from the grapevine? There, it only needs to be 4 amos. So too, you need the larger shear, just like you need a 12 over there, you need 4 amos over here. But once you have that, you just need, once you're actually planting in that space, you only need 6 tfachim. Last case in the Mishnah, v'abayis shebekerem zorin b'soicho. And if you have a house inside the vineyard, you're allowed to plant inside of it. And the Chiddush here, the Rav says, that even if, let's say, the vineyard is totally surrounding the house, and not only surrounding it, it's like on top of it, it's all over the place. You can't get away from the vineyards. They're resting on top of the roof of the house. But once you go into this little house, so you're allowed to plant inside of this house, because the walls and the roof of the house are mafsik, and you don't have to worry about it.